Okay, Bezrim, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and today we're learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So since parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, was about how one is Kona and Isha, that an Isha is Niknas Bekesef Bishtar Bebiya, so Mishnah Beis tells us, Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesef Ubishtar. The way to be Kona in Eved Ivri is with Kesef or with Shtar. An Eved Ivri, of course, is a Jewish Eved who has a 6-year term of service, after which he goes free. So you acquire him by giving him a shtar that says that you are hereby kenuya to me, or by giving him by giving kesef. Whenever we talk about a kinyan kesef, it doesn't mean that you pay the full value of the eved. Kinyan kesef could be just a small amount of money, yishav pruta, and you do it l'shem kinyan. The kone is atzmo, and he is kone himself to go free, to get out of his service, bishanim, by fulfilling the number of years that he's supposed to work. So it's psukim in the Torah that the psukim described that he's supposed to work sheish shanim. The pasuk says ki sikne eved ivri sheish shanim ya avod uvashvi is yetzel achav shichinam, that he works for 6 years and that's it, and the seventh year he goes free. Uva yovel, or if yovel comes, the yovel year comes before his 6 years are up, he also goes free. Uvi giron kesef, or by giron kesef, meaning if he says, okay, I was supposed to work for 6 years, you paid $6,000 for that 6 years of service. I have so far worked for you for 4 years, so I will pay you $2,000 to get out of my last 2 years of service. Meaning we do it based on the cheshbon of how long he's worked and how much he has left to work, so he's able to pay his way out of the last years of his service. Yisera lav ameivriya, an ameivriya has one extra thing that shekana es atzma besimanim, that she not only goes out the same way that an Eved Ivri goes out with the number of years and with Yovel and with Giron Kesef, but she can also go out with Simanim as soon as she becomes a Gedola, as soon as she develops Simanim. So when she's 12 years old and she has Shtei Sa'aros, she also is able to go out. Hanirtza Nikna Beritzia, if an Eved Ivri decides he's going to stay, so he gets his ear pierced on the cartilage of his right ear. That's what the Gemara explains, where that happens, the piercing of the ear. So now he's there for the long haul, not just for the 6 years. So he's nikne by having that ritzia, by having that piercing of the ear. The kones atzmo by yovel misas adon. The only way he goes free is if yovel comes, or if the adon dies. When the adon dies, he goes free. He does not go on to work for the child of that adon. Now Mishnah Gimel, Eved Kanani nikne because of shar b'chazaka. The way to be called an Eved Kanani is with kesef, with shtar, or with chazaka. Chazaka means you do something with him that shows that you own him. That's chazaka. So you have him bathe you or anoint you with oils or something like that. Something that an eved would do for an adon. And how does an eved kanani go free? V'konen satzma b'kesef halidei acherim. Well, someone else could buy him, and that way he's kone himself, meaning someone pays for him. So the trick is, though, that an Eved Kanani cannot buy himself out, because the halacha is that an Eved Kanani, Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabbo, whatever he owns automatically belongs to the master, so he doesn't have any money of his own. Uvishtar al yidei atzmo, and he can go free also if you give him a shtar. Shtar shichur is similar to a get that you would give to a woman, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. V'cham momlim b'kesef al yidei atzmo. He can even go free with money that he gives, he himself is going to give to the Adon, and he can go free. Ubishtar al yedei acherim, and he can go free with a shtar that another person is going to receive on his behalf. Ubavachi hakesef mishal acherim, as long as the money that's being paid is someone else's money. Meaning, what happens is someone gives the Eved money, al minas shein lecha rabo rishuspo, that your master has no rights over this money, and therefore that money can be used to get him out of his slavery. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Beis, we learned that an Eved Ivri is acquired with Kesef Tushtar, and he goes free when the 6 years are up, or when Yovel comes, or when he pays out the rest of his service. An Ame Ivriya can also be Kona herself by just developing Simanim, by physically maturing. If an Eved Ivri had already had his ear pierced to stay for the long haul, so that's how he's Nikna to stay, and he's Kona himself, itself when Yovel comes or when the master dies. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that an Eved Kanani is acquired with Kesef Shar and Chazaka. He's Kona himself when other people pay money, or he himself receives the Shtar, according to our mayor. The Chum say it could even be he pays the money, as long as someone gave him money. Al Manas, that his master doesn't have any rights to the money, and even other people can receive the Shtar for him, because we consider it a Zuchus, so you could be Zachan La'adam, even without the person receiving the Shtar himself, because we assume it's a Zuchus for the Eved to be able to go free. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.